If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know this era of the Police?
Not really.
Zenyatta Mendata? I think it's their best.
It's very interesting.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's really
good.
Really good. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday. Dave Murray's going to join us about half an hour from now. Let us know when this horrible weather is going to break and what it's going to be like over the weekend. Andrew turns 35 tomorrow, so we're celebrating his birthday. And everyone whose birthday it is today on the stream, lots of people have their birthdays in the DGS.
Seems to be a lot.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, everybody.
You know what I think I'm going to do? My birthday is September 6th. My mom's birthday is September 5th. This will be her 97th birthday. Of course, she passed away just about a year ago now. I think on her 100th birthday, I'm going to put on a music festival.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound cool?
It does. It sounds great.
Grandma Glover Music Festival. Get some of my buddies and local bands, maybe bring in the national touring act. That'd be great.
I think that sounds wonderful.
She would have loved.
Sounds like so much fun.
The credit, she would have hated the show.
I mean, she wouldn't have gone to that in a million years.
Did your mom ever come see your band play?
No. So I was in a Christian band back in my early 20s, and they used to come see that band.
That's cool.
So they saw me play.
Your dad did?
My dad did, too. They saw me play drums. I mean, they saw me play drums nonstop because I played them in their house, but they never saw me play guitar. They never saw me sing. My brother never saw me sing. He was my biggest fan, and he saw the first Dave Glover band where I just played drums, and I remember him saying I forget who he was even talking to, but he was like, Tommy Lee from Motley Crue had just come out with a solo album where he sings, and I remember my brother Keith saying to someone in my band, "Oh, Dave's a way better drummer than Tommy Lee. I'm not, and I bet he's a better singer too." And it's so sweet.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, really sweet. What do you want to do here?
We could do the leftover fast food news.
Okay.
Flashback Friday.
Let's do Flashback Friday.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I was also curious about, look, I got LaBooBoo's on the LaBrain brain.
Last night, I kind of remember, I think I was half asleep, thinking to myself, we talk about LaBooBoo's on the show so much, like we should just rename the show, like talking about LaBooBoo's.
Yeah.
And just try to get like that viral pop if we can.
Yeah, there we go.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. However, today while reviewing the show sheet, I was like, that's not Who cares? Who cares? But I left it on, like, just in case it might, you know, take off, which
I bet that's
not
a phone call about laboo-boos.
They're like, I've been waiting for you to change
like, stop saying that word.
We should turn on the stream, and then instead of us, it's just little laboo-boos.
Laboo-boos.
So I do have a question about them.
Yeah.
Can you get them, or are they, like, so rare now that you can't even find them?
You can get them.
I think they are somewhat hard to find. It's very easy to find, like knockoffs, I know. Like counterfeit laboo-boos. Booty laboo-boos.
So a laboo-boo's not like shoes. It's a brand.
No, it's like a, they're like a collectible toy line.
No, I get that. But I mean, are they like Beanie Babies where there's a brand, the laboo-boo brand, or can I make a laboo-boo?
You could not make a laboo-boo.
Yeah, it's like a specific thing.
Okay.
I don't know what the brand is. Like, I don't know that much about them. I just like saying the word.
Created by Hong Kong artist Kaising Lung and produced by Pop Mart. So I think you can really only buy them from
the
Pop
real
Mart.
Ones.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
I do think everyone on the show should design their own laboo-boo. I think that is an excellent idea.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I like looking at them. Do I want to spend money on one? No. But are they fun to look at? Absolutely.
Very fun to say the word over and over again as I walk the hallways here.
Yes, laboo-boo.
Just mumbling laboo-boo under my breath.
Okay, you want to do Flashback Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 year ago, laboo-boo was invented. No, okay. 227 years ago in 1798, the U.S. Marine Corps was permanently established by Congress. Oh. But as any real Marine knows, the actual birth of the Marines was 2 decades earlier. That's because John Adams drafted the original resolution to raise 2 battalions in November of 1775 for the Revolutionary War. And once he became president, he also got to be the guy who signed the bill to permanently establish the Corps in 1798. Simplify. That's really cool. I didn't know that John Adams was involved with all of that.
Yeah.
It's really, really neat.
Yeah. One of the greatest privileges of my life was being inducted into the Marine Corps League. So
awesome.
It's for people who didn't serve but are friends to the Corps.
Very nice, Dave. Here's another cool founding fathers fact that happened 221 years ago in 1804. Alexander Hamilton engaged in a pistol duel with Vice President Aaron Burr. It was a fight to the death, and spoiler alert, Hamilton lost. But he still lives on with the $10 bill and that Broadway play that is so popular. Burr ended up finishing out his term as Thomas Jefferson's VP, but his political career was over.
Have you taken any sort of a deep dive into their showdown?
Not a deep dive. I do know that some people have. I don't know what that noise was. It was. Did you hear that?
I did. It felt like something stopped.
Yeah, something's going on.
I hear like a hissing or something.
Yeah, I'll figure it out off the air. I did know that, you know, some people think that Alexander Hamilton was kind of planning for this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's referenced in the play, like why did he take off or why did he put on his glasses? Something like that, because he wanted to take aim and he had written something in his letters and in his correspondence that kind of indicated that he wanted to, I'm sorry, I should have looked into this, but I didn't know you were going to answer the question.
No, I watched a show about it and it was really in depth and that Alexander Hamilton brought the guns, the pistols, and that they had hair. His had a hair trigger, or the other guys had a hair trigger. I'm going to get it wrong, but anyway, they think that Hamilton shot in the air and knocked a branch off the tree intentionally, because that was the thing that people would do. That if you and I had beef and we decided to meet, on the field, we could fire intentionally and not hit each other and both save our honor. And they think that that's what Alexander Hamilton did. And Aaron Burr's like,
Yeah, and it seems like, from what I've seen, it seems like a lot of people think that Burr was maybe not as, like, nice of a guy as like, because he's not painted as, like, a real villain in the musical. He's painted as more of just, like, a very ambitious, perhaps, you know, easily misunderstanding situations and taking things too personally. But he was not, but a lot of people think he was maybe a little more of a jerk than the musical painted him as. I think it's something with my mic. I think something's going on with my mic.
Yeah, it is. Because when I turned that off. Okay. Okay. Well, that's comforting. At least it's not someone hacking into our board.
I will do that. By the way, you said spoiler alert before you talked about how Hamilton was killed. When I saw the musical for the first time in Chicago, there were a couple of older ladies behind me.
Who didn't know?
They didn't know, and they gasped when it happened, and they sobbed the entire rest of the musical.
I also love, just to call myself out here, I love how Dave was like, do you know anything about the duel? And I'm like, yeah, I think Hamilton wanted to die. And then it turns out it's the opposite. I'm remembering the exact opposite of what actually happened. So that's typical. 56 years ago in 1969, David Bowie released his classic Space Oddity. This was just 9 days before the moon landing. How cool is that?
I didn't know that.
48 years ago in 1977, the Medal of Freedom was posthumously awarded to the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. 46 years ago in 1979, the NASA space station Skylab crashed to Earth. The debris was scattered across the Indian Ocean and parts of Western Australia. Do you remember this, Dave?
I do, and I remember seeing Skylab. Never forget it. I was, I don't know how old I was, 10, something like that. It went across the sky. And my dad said, look, it's Skylab. And sort of like, you know, you've seen...
like Starlink.
The ISS.
Yeah.
And I've seen the ISS. You ever seen that? The ISS?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I've gone out to watch it.
If you haven't seen it, there are multiple websites and apps that will tell you when it's coming over St. Louis and the times, and it is really something to see.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Like nothing you've ever seen.
No.
It's so cool.
40 years ago in 1985, Coca-Cola said it would keep selling New Coke, but also resume selling Coke Classic.
Yeah.
This was such a big deal that the TV networks actually interrupted afternoon soap operas to give the public this news.
I liked New Coke. I did.
I wish I could try it. They should definitely like re-release
they
that.
Should.
People would be very interested.
I totally agree.
What did it taste like to
Pepsi.
You? Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was Pepsi.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
38 years ago in 1987, Bo Jackson of the Kansas City Royals became a two-sport star by signing with the Los Angeles Raiders. He was an all-star in both sports, and Nike started an entire Bo Knows ad campaign around him. But by 1992, he was done.
One of the best athletes ever.
17 years ago in 2008, Apple released the iPhone 3G. It had 16 gigabytes of storage, a 3.5-inch screen, and weighed 4.7 ounces. 16 gigs. And I remember when they upped to the 32 gigs, it was like, man, the possibilities are endless.
That. I remember when I started my own law firm and I was shopping at Best Buy for a computer, a desktop, and the guy was like, it's got a Pentium 2 in it. Dude, they'll literally never make anything faster than this computer. And I was like, well, I guess I better snap this one up then.
12 years ago in 2013, the first Sharknado was released. It somehow launched 5 sequels and 3 spinoff movies.
Right on.
Good for them. 12 years ago in 2013, Orange is the New Black premiered on Netflix. It ran for 7 seasons. I just remember this being one of the first like Netflix shows, reason to get Netflix so you could watch Orange is the New
Black. I remember
it
being like the first streaming craze where everything came out at the same time, everything dropped on the same day.
Yeah.
And then it was just like a craze. Like everybody could not stop talking about it. Everybody was watching it.
I still have a problem watching anything prison based. Mm-hmm. I never watched Oz. I didn't watch any of those like that because
reminds you of your time in the Slammer.
Well, kind of way back when I had my own law firm, we didn't file our taxes. We being my partners and I for like 3 years, and I just knew I was going to prison.
Oh,
right. And by the time they caught up with me, they're like, "Oh yeah, we know about those years. It's fine. You didn't owe any taxes." I'm like, "Oh, for the love of God." You could have told me that, but I literally couldn't watch anything about prison because I just knew I was going.
One more flashback Friday for you. 4 years ago in 2021, Richard Branson made his first space flight. He and a 5-man crew went 53 miles above the Earth and achieved weightlessness for about 3 to 4 minutes. I remember like getting up early to watch this stream on YouTube. The broadcast was so bizarre because it was like Virgin Mobile's broadcast or something. And then they did it. I think they were the first space flight to just kind of pop into space and come right back
down. First billionaire.
I think they did that before Blue Origin or whatever. And I just remember being a little disappointed with that. But anyway, that was 4 years ago. Now the billionaires have made many space
flights. Who hasn't been to space?
Yeah.
Welcome back, DGS 324. I have a question. And I'm going to say the word sperm. I don't know why people get freaked out when you say that. It's just a part of biology, like the part of biology.
I would love if the story has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I just want to say the word. It's about the Cardinals.
I'm saying it.
So if there are like 400,000 swimmers and we're here because our swimmer got through, right? If another swimmer had gotten through, I don't know that anyone knows this, but is it your feeling that it would still be you, but you would have been a different person? Or do you feel like if your swimmer didn't get through, your parents would have just had like a daughter or something and you just would never exist?
I think that's what determines it, right? Because I think it's, I'm not 100% sure, so like but
each,
I think it's like...
Each individual swimmer is an individual personality.
Maybe not necessarily that, but... They are, like, your genetic code, I think, is unique to you, and that starts there. So they all have unique genetic codes. So, yeah, you would probably, it would probably wouldn't be Dave. I mean, it might be Dave, because if that's the parent, the name that your parents already had picked out, but you might be, you might look totally different, you might act totally different.
The internet is saying every sperm cell contains a random recombination of the father's genome.
Okay.
So the same is true for egg cells. So if your parents would have conceived you in a different month, you would have been a different person, basically.
Do you think, and this is sort of religious and existential, but do you feel like you, how you are, how you feel, existed before the sperm and it was embodied into that? Or do you feel like you, as you recognize yourself, just would have never had a chance? You would have no idea what existence is if you had not been the winning swimmer.
Yeah, you wouldn't. I mean, they don't have consciousness. You know, they don't have little thoughts. You know, you can't have a memory of when you were a little guy swimming.
So you are just a combination of DNA and RNA that has developed into a personage.
Yes.
Almost, just want to say sperm.
Almost, I think, like, by definition. I think that's kind of how you would define, like, a human being.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only did we have to beat out 400,000 other swimmers, but everyone in our lineage going all the way back also had to win, because otherwise we wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
That freaks you out.
Looking at an article from the Daily Mail from 2012, it says it does make a difference which wins the race. Scientists scan 100 sperm from one man and find huge DNA differences.
Wow. That's crazy.
That is absolutely
crazy. And I wonder what the purpose is. If it's like, why isn't there just one, mm-hmm. right? Like, I guess it's just survival of the fittest.
Yeah, or even just, you know, higher chances. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of them don't make it all the way, so... Mm-hmm. You got to think, maybe one of them's going to.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then all the children you could have had, but didn't. Like, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have two kids who I love more than life itself, but all those others, just nope.
Yep.
Well, but they weren't...
they're not life.
Yeah, because the sperm has to fertilize the egg.
Like, yes.
You need those two ingredients together
yes.
to make a person. So I don't know if it's productive to think of like...
I wonder about the eggs, if they're similar in that every egg is unique.
That's what this thread I was reading was saying. It's different combinations of the mother's genomes. So yeah, it's going to be a different child every month, basically.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. they don't know what insurance is.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You gotta be cruel to be kind. Welcome back, DGS 334. Happy Friday to you. Tomorrow is Andrew's 35th birthday. He is a man. Mm-hmm. He is a man, Dave Murray.
Yep, it's all downhill from here, Andrew.
That's too bad because I felt it started going downhill a while ago. So
it's going to pick up speed.
Yeah, that's right. That now's where it starts. I'm like,
it speeds up now.
It really does, doesn't it, Dave?
Yeah, and you can't stop it now. Yeah, yeah. Well, you could stop it 5 years ago. You can't stop the downhill now.
Happy birthday from Dave Murray.
Happy birthday.
Spectacular. That's what I was hoping for. You know what's interesting is that I remember when my parents turned 40, I remember it being a huge deal, right? And it was over the hill. And they had a big...
Black balloons.
Yeah, they did it for all their friends, and their friends did it for them. They gave them, you know, like a novelty cane with a little horn and a get out of the way sticker on it or whatever, and the black balloons and all that stuff. And now it's like, well, I just turned 40, so next year I have to get off my parents' insurance. And I might have to start paying for my own cell phone. Like, it's just so different how that is now from when I was a kid.
Rach, you're a couple years away, but how does 35 hit you?
I'm excited to be 35, so I'll be 34 at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, 34 sounds so much older than 33. Mm. But then the thought of turning 35 is a relief because that seems like more of a real age. Yeah. I know that probably sounds very stupid, but that's just the way my mind is working right now.
I feel that way about 61. Like, there are those magic numbers. Mm-hmm. 60, of course, is a milestone. But 60 is, there's something, Dave, I don't know if you felt this way, but there's something kind of fun. It's like, oh, look at that. You know, it's kindergarten of old age. 61, you're just in your 60s.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that just,
just barely.
Yeah. Yeah. I always think of, you remember this one, Patton Oswalt's famous bit about like you get
17 birthdays.
Yeah, 30 birthdays in your life or whatever. It's like the big ones. And then it's just like every 5 or 10 years for the rest of your life.
I need to preface my statement to Andrew about, you know, it's all downhill. Now, knowing that Rachel's almost 35, for Rachel, it only gets better.
Yeah, no, no one doesn't think that. That's why I was like, I've been going downhill since like 24.
It's just you. What does 40 do to you?
I can't even think that far ahead. Like, we'll see if I even make it to 40. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Oh, easy.
Fair enough. Easy. Dave, when does this heat break?
It's lovely out there right now. 94 and a dew point of 70.
Boo!
Ick. That's classic St. Louis. There's a couple of spot little thunderstorms here and there. I mean, really, really spot, but they have some downpours of rain and some lightning. There's a lot of thunderstorm activity in northwest Missouri up into Iowa. It's kind of severe weather. That's with a front that will slowly kind of sink our way. I'm not sure it even gets through, but that will be the trigger for more of a scattered thunderstorm after 10 or 11 o'clock tonight into the early morning hours of Saturday. Again, heavy rain and lightning, the main features with that. There could be some small hail, some gusty winds, depending on how it holds together. Now, that will all come to a close first thing in the morning on Saturday. The front's still hanging around, so we have to see if there's a redevelopment of thunderstorms. If that happens, it's Saturday afternoon. They'll be scattered, also capable of heavy rain and lightning. So we need to kind of pay attention to the sky on Saturday afternoon. A lot of rain-free time. Very humid again, 89, 90 degrees. Kind of quiet Saturday night. Sunday, partly sunny, maybe a spot thunderstorm, 88. We can deal with that even with some humidity. And kind of the same story on Monday, but up to 91 degrees on Monday.
So, Dave, you and the local news guys, you just recently, and I don't mean like this year, I mean like in the last, you know, 5, 7, 10 years, you've really nailed it. It's really, really become very, very accurate. Has there been something new during the last 10 years that's really allowed you to do that? Why seemingly suddenly you're just so accurate?
There's more information to kind of pick and choose from. You still have to do your own forecasting, but there's some more checks and balances involved to maybe wake you up or slow you down, or whatever the case may be. So it has also in the short-term forecasting has gotten a lot better. Long-term still has some work to do, but it's long-term.
And Dave, you're the first one I heard say this, but on the show here, but I was listening to a meteorologist talk about what happened in Texas, and the meteorologist said, in fairness, no one can predict 24 inches of rain.
No. Yeah. And you would, even if you thought you were positive about it, that this was going to happen, I don't think you'd say it. I just don't think you would say it.
Wow.
Because most people would go, blow it out.
Brian's asking, why do we get all these weather alert days now just because we might get a thunderstorm or rain for a bit? Dave, you have a lot to say about that, right? As far as just the showmanship?
Yeah, and there's kind of different weather alerts. There's your local stations who might hype it up. The National Weather Service is still pretty consistent with, you know, watches and warnings. I don't really have a problem there, but the hypeness of weather is off the charts now, just off the charts.
Yeah.
And it's almost getting to the point of crying wolf. It's like, well, I'm not going to believe you next time. It's kind of like, you know, you can go back down into Texas and they issued flash flood warnings and stuff like that. But we live with that every time. And so I'm not going to really pay attention to it.
Yeah. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer is vowing for a probe into why the sirens did not sound during the May 16th tornado that ripped through our city. This is according to St. Louis Magazine. Kara Spencer is adamant that the public will see the results of an external investigation. This investigation is going on by Carmody McDonald and is ongoing. So that's something we'll want to keep paying attention to. Just wanted to give a little update there. This is not something that has fallen by the wayside, according to the mayor.
Yeah.
A lot of time has gone by, though.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
A recent poll shows that Americans consider childcare costs a major issue. We were talking about something related the other day. I just thought that was interesting that it kind of keeps popping back up. 76% of the almost 1,200 adults who were polled last month said the cost of childcare is a major problem. This is something that Democrats, independents, Republicans, men and women all agreed on. So that's something that needs to be tackled.
Yeah,
eventually.
Someone on the stream said that they pay $2,000 a month for 3 days a week childcare.
That is wild. Over $100,000 worth of rare Pokemon cards were stolen in a Massachusetts store break-in. The break-in occurred with the thief taking high-value items just after 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday. The store owners noted that no one was harmed. Of course, they were very disappointed that this happened, but no one got hurt. The stolen cards are rare and easily identifiable with serial numbers and unique box imperfections that could help in their recovery. No arrests have been made yet.
It's becoming more and more common. There's a shop in Alton that got broken into a few months ago, a year ago, something like that. And they specifically for the purpose of trying to steal expensive Pokemon cards that they can then flip.
The CDC finds that nearly one in three U.S. youth have prediabetes, but experts are questioning the data. They're questioning the transparency and the methodology behind these new findings because the CDC only provided a brief online summary without raw data or a peer-reviewed paper. But, I mean, they're still saying nearly one in three Youngsters aged 12 to 17 are affected. I don't think I've ever said the word youngster in my life.
Off my lawn.
Take Whippersnapper out for a ride. See how that feels.
When I was knee high to a grasshopper.
These pudgy tots.
Since COVID, threats to local school officials have nearly tripled. This is according to new research by Princeton University. Incidents of threats and harassment rose by 170% over a 2-year period. I just feel terrible for people in education these days. People are mad at them over every little thing. Then they are dealing with threats on top of the fact that the kids don't behave and they barely get paid. It's tough out there. Former Beatle Paul McCartney is headed back out on tour. He's 83 years old, and he's embarking on a new tour called McCartney's Got Back Tour. It'll kick off on September 29th in Palm Desert, California. There's going to be 19 dates in North America, including stops in Las Vegas, Atlanta, Nashville, and Montreal. Pre-sale for tickets begins on July 15th at 10 a.m., with Ticketmaster also offering tickets.
That is a perfect example of my rule. You never have two jokes at once. Paul McCartney, it's not Got Back, it's Get Back, because Get Back's already a joke because that's one of your big songs. And you're coming back, that's the second joke. The third joke is when you call it Got Back. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Things like that drive me crazy. That's why I can't maintain relationships in my life, because things like this make me nuts.
Pope Leo's former home sold to a Chicago suburb at a premium. The childhood home of Pope Leo in Dalton, which is a South Chicago suburb, was sold to the Village for $375,000. That's a 70% premium to the initial asking price. They're going to turn the 3-bedroom house into a landmark by Dalton in collaboration with the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Oh, that's nice.
It is cool. I'm still like in shock that we have an American Pope. I think
you don't hear much from him. Like, he doesn't seem to be as much in the news as Francis was.
Is there going to be like an official Pope ceremony at some point?
No, I think they already had it.
So he's just Pope. He's fully Pope.
Yeah, I think that was, remember when we watched and he came out and that was the
whole shebang?
I think that was the ceremony.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He was chosen and turned into the Pope, but then we got to meet him.
I guess I'm getting that mixed up with the King of England.
And they turned him into the Pope?
I could be wrong because I'm not Catholic, but I think there's a spanking machine.
Interesting.
They just send him through the paddling.
Stay away from that one.
One more headline story for you. Jack White, the musician, is turning 50, and he received a gift that most people tend to get before they reach the half century mark. He received his first cell phone.
Good for Jack.
It was given to him by his wife for his birthday.
I hate him so much.
He said, "I am now the reluctant owner of a cellular telephone for the first time in my life."
Why do you hate Jack? Guts.
Because of that. Like, he's very talented. I like pretty much all the music that he's ever made. I'm a fan of his music, but the twee precious, you know, I don't have a cell phone because I'm a
genius.
Yeah. I'm going to cuss if I keep going.
It's almost your birthday.
Just the stupid, like, twee, like, I don't have a cell phone.
What's a twee?
Same way that it just means, like, you know, so quaint, and I would never have something like a phone. It rots your brain and stops you from living in the present. I feel the same way. This is why I always go off on, you know, Amy doesn't have a TV or whatever, and I always go off on her for that, because it's like, get a TV, come on. 2025. Live in 2025.
Why are you mad? He got one. He got one for his birthday.
He got one now that he's 50. And he's like, I'm mad about it. He's like, well, my stupid wife is making me get a phone. Just play Candy
Remember,
Crush
Andrew,
like everyone
it's
else.
Downhill from here.
Yeah, I think we're seeing it happen live.
Wow, right
he
before
said,
our eyes.
A lovely 50th birthday present, courtesy of my gorgeous and thoughtful wife.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Did you say 50th birthday president?
Present.
Now he's calling you out.
Yeah.
I got to deflect.
Whatever.
I got to deflect, all right? Look, I'm on the downhill. I'm scrambling.
Scrambling. Yeah, you know how you start to fall and you just run for a while?
And I'm always the one who gets thrown straight
always.
Under the bus.
Always.
I can't throw Dave Murray under the bus. He lashes out too much.
Yeah, Dave's not going to take it.
Yeah. Because you'll just go like, that's not very nice. Dave Murray will be like, you're not a real man. It's like, huh, okay, I don't want that kind of smoke.
Yeah, it's like the very first time I met Dave. We had this thing. We never met for 20 years, and it's a big deal. And he comes walking in, and I give him a big hug, and he goes, wow, I thought you'd be taller. Damn, bro.
You never forget that.
No,
you
I never will. I didn't tell my mom. She would have been heartbroken.
I tell you, when I come in the end of September, I'm saying the same thing.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Great.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You guys want a couple fun facts?
Yes, please.
Monkey news.
Monkey news.
A study has found that monkeys prefer watching videos of their buddies over videos of strange monkeys.
That's nice.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's kind of sweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Like, hey, Clem, it's my pal. You're on television.
He's putting that grass in his ear again.
Yeah, he's got it in his butt again.
How'd Bill get on there?
That's crazy.
I just saw him over there.
Or they're like, who's this stooge?
Yeah.
Why am I watching this guy?
I'd rather watch Bill.
Space news. An object from outside our solar system will zip by us at 135,000 miles an hour this fall. Probably a comet, but some say aliens. It's just the third interstellar object we've ever seen.
I feel like if those aliens, we wouldn't know they were coming, right? We wouldn't be like,
they probably
come
cloak themselves
at 150,000 miles an hour.
I think that's probably true.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.